Blog Talk Radio. Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And I just read from Matthew 6:25-34. And I just wanted to say that a lot of times we worry about things that are happening to us. We worry about, you know, maybe we're sick in our bodies, or maybe we're worried about having a job, or maybe we're worrying about paying those bills. Maybe we're worrying about our children, you know, and things that they're going through in school or our families. But all we have to do is come to God and ask him and pray to him and ask him for his help. I mean, that's all he really wants from us. He wants us to trust him, to trust in him for all things. And just like the scripture says, and this scripture always amazes me, because he if you read Matthew 6:26, look at the birds of the air, for neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. I mean, if you watch the birds, even in the wintertime, they manage to find food. There's a cat that's outside in our community, and this little cat survived the days when it was snowing, the days when it just doesn't even seem like there's any plants outside growing. But this cat was able to survive, and I don't know, maybe he's eating the mice that are running around in the field, whatever, but he's able to survive even in the freezing cold weather. And God watches over all things, even the animals. He watches over us. So why would he not consider the things that you're going through? Why would he not answer our prayers? All we have to do is trust him, depend on him, look to him for all our needs, all those things that we are praying for, you know, maybe it's, like I said, paying your bills. Maybe it's just having a home. Maybe it's, you know, you don't know where your next job is coming from. God will supply every need. I know that I was determined to look for a job that was closer to home because I was traveling so far. And it even came down to the last minute. And I was like, Lord, you know, September is coming and I didn't have a job. and I didn't know how the bills were going to be paid, and I didn't know even how I was going to help my husband pay the bills. But even up until the last minute, God supplied that job. And not even that, when I got to the job, the secretary on the job, she even said that she was praying for me. How amazing is that? She was praying for me. And so God even put someone there, you know, a person of prayer, even praying for me. And so, and this is how I know that God had his hand in the situation. So all you have to do is depend on him, and you cry out to him and look to him for your help, because he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. God is God. I mean, he loves us, he adores us, and he just wants us to adore him, and he wants us to love him. He wants us to pray to him. He wants us to have relationship with him. And so for every need that you have, whether it's the food on your table, maybe it's just the healing of your child, the healing in your body, just go to God in prayer, and he will fix all things. He will supply every need. He will comfort everything that you need comfort in. He is our strong tower, our deliverer. He is our help. He is our peace. He is our all in all. And, you know, all you have to do is just try God. You know, he there's nothing that God can't do. Nothing, nothing. And so if you just begin to just cry out to him, he will be there for you. And so I just pray with you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come to you. We pray to you, and we give you the glory, Lord. Lord, we cry out to you because there are so many things that, you know, your people need today, whether it's in finances, oh God, whether it's healing, whether it's help for their children, whether it's a new home, whether it's a new job, Lord. We ask for your help, Lord. Maybe it's a decision, Lord, that someone has to make. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you just help us right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, God, that you supply every need, Lord. Lord, give us direction, God. Give us direction in the things that we need to do, Lord. Lord Jesus, open up doors, oh God, for new jobs and better jobs, Lord. Lord, supply the finances to pay the bills, Lord. Lord, even for the child in the hospital, God, I just pray right now, Lord, that you go in and heal their body. Lord, I even pray for the woman who has to go into the hospital this week. Lord, I ask, Lord Jesus, for a supernatural miracle right now over her body, right now in Jesus' name, that even the doctors, oh God, they will say this is a miracle from God. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus for those mothers, oh God, that are crying out for their children, that are even crying out for their husbands, oh God. Lord, I ask for a special blessing right now for each and every person that is listening right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask, oh God, for your blessing, for your favor over your people, oh God. Open up doors, oh God. Make a way out of no way, Lord. We can't see the way, Lord. But Lord, create miracles right now. We are trusting you. We're believing. We know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, oh God. You are our Father, oh God. You are the supplier of our need, oh God. You are our way maker, oh God. You are our peace, God. You are the beginning and the end, oh God. Our Alpha and Omega. Lord, we just thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We thank you for all things, Lord. We thank you for supplying every need. We thank you for your favor, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. And there is nothing and no one like you. And we just thank you and praise you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.